Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the meantime, let's call Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emig, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, where are you watching the game tonight?
In the arena, in the 11th row behind the Bucks bench. Me and my wife, I get to actually take her out for the first time since we had our kids, so we're first night out, so yeah.
Look at you go. Nice.
I will be there.
That's awesome. Got to be fired up for that. I know you're kind of the Bucksophile, if you will. So you got to be geeked up for tonight then.
Oh, 6 hours and counting. I mean, like, I don't want to say there's a stopwatch going on my phone right now, but there's a stopwatch going on my phone right now.
There you go. Yeah, you got to be all fired up for that. So I wanted to ask you, Ted Thompson has the statement come out today that indeed he is suffering from a neuro disease or disorder, I should say, of some type. Give me when you heard that, give me your thoughts.
I'm a little bit surprised that he wanted to release it. I don't know if I've ever met a more, sticks to himself, private human being than Ted Thompson. So it's interesting, you know, that I think he opted. He didn't have to tell the world. I mean, there was no reason for him to have to do that. And given how fiercely private he is, I'm a little bit surprised he did. I think that's number one. I think number two, I think for Panthers fans who, you know, wondered about the last couple years of Ted Thompson's GM run, there's the videos and the photos of him in the press box during games that, you know, Fox has caught at different times, and it wasn't exactly, you know, the look that you want your team's GM to have, and, you know, just the kind of questions that people have. And I'm sure for some people this helps give some context, maybe, you know, just sort of like, oh, you know, this is what he was dealing with. And, you know, the way it's explained in that very brief letter statements from Ted Thompson put out through the Packers website was, you know, that he and Mark Murphy met late in the 2017 year and just kind of thought it best to, for him to step away from his GM role when they, you know, they moved into special advisor. I think a lot of us kind of thought, you know, that, you know, people kind of flippantly use the word fired sometimes. He wasn't like fired in the sense that he was never, you know, they still kept him around in the advisor role, but none of us really knew what that meant and how in-depth his involvement was. And was he really just right next door to Ryan Gutekunst, or was this sort of a title that you give somebody so that it seems less abrupt, right, in terms of their departure? So, I mean, there's a lot to be said. I mean, in the last, you know, 3 days, he's decided to put out this statement about his health. He's been inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame. He gave an actual, like, not a press conference at the event, but he actually gave some public statements, which when he did step down as GM, nobody heard from him. He didn't do a one-on-one with ESPN. He didn't come on the radio. There was no, like, sort of final closure with Ted Thompson. So this is certainly not the end of his chapter and of his book, because he's in terms of where he's at with the lore of recent Packers history, because as he said, you know, he's going to fight like hell to beat this and to overcome it. But I think it provides a little bit of context in terms of what he was going through, and just the fact that he's had now sort of two things in the last 5 days where he's been in the news: the Packers Hall of Fame the other over the weekend, and then of course the statement today. I think there's some level of understanding now, maybe some from more people who previously just kind of thought, you know, he was just, you know, flipping in terms of his ability to scout or his ability to run a team. And obviously there was much more to it going on than that from a medical perspective.
The announcement, I think, made us all go, ah, okay. Maybe it validated what it is we thought. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, and, you know, I probably myself, like many people, had to, you know, WebMD what that meant, right? I mean, I certainly wasn't familiar with some of the terminology, but, you know, it's doesn't sound, I mean, it's, it certainly doesn't sound ideal. It sounds like a very scary thing to be going through, and, you know, here he is now trying to battle this out. So, I'm very curious as to know, like, maybe why he was, you know, again, Bill, I don't know. Have you ever met in professional sports at least someone as private as Ted Thompson? I know I haven't.
Very rare.
He takes the cake in terms of, like, just, you know, minimal questions, minimal, you know, involvement with the press, minimal anything public. He wants to sit in his scouting office and just watch film. And if that's the way he spends his year, his month, his day, he's had a good day. If he's had to go in front of people and talk to people, not so good of a day. You know, that's just, mm-hmm. He's just a true scout at heart. And, I think it's interesting that he's opted to share this part of his personal life.
I don't want to say validation, but it made us all kind of go, okay, it kind of at least confirms some of the things that maybe we were thinking. But it still left with the announcement, it still left a broad brush to say, okay, what specifically was the problem? So not that we really deserve to know. I mean, it's just whatever it was, it took him away, and that's the reason mm-hmm. He couldn't do the job anymore, at least wasn't equipped to do the job anymore. So in the meantime, we continue to move forward with this team. They've got all their young guys in camp, and everybody's kind of doing and saying the right thing. It's been, I'll be honest, other than the fact that maybe changing up some paint and putting in a new field and changing the pictures and brighter lights, this has been very much non-discussable when it comes. I mean, it's just business. It's just right place, right time, new head coach. For as much as anticipation there has been, there's been nothing earth-shattering that's come out of this, has there?
No, I think that's what this organization, which has been through a lot. I mean, the Mike McCarthy firing, which as a byproduct led to the Tyler Dunn article. You know, then you're in the headlines nationally for all the wrong reasons. You know, that's absolutely the last thing that the Packers, which, speaking of fiercely private, are, you know, as an organization, as a franchise, as a company, the Green Bay Packers are so fiercely private. And, you know, we used to joke. I mean, it's like, you know, hey, Packers going to be on Hard Knocks this year? LOL. I mean, they will fight like hell to not have, you know, anything revealed publicly. So, you know, when you and I had our conversation a couple months ago about Antonio Brown and to a lesser extent about Odell Beckham Jr., guys who are insanely talented but will often find your team or themselves in the news for non-football reasons, you know what did they say on Instagram today? You know, even late, I saw the top article on NFL.com the other day was, you know, why Le'Veon Bell is not going to the voluntary mini workouts, right? The off-season workouts. And that's, I think, what the Packers are avoiding right now. Now, again, a month and a half ago, whatever that was, that first Mike McCarthy did his one-on-one with Rob Domofsky, and then Tyler Dunn's Bleacher Report story came out. And for that next week, 2 weeks, not to mention then when Rodgers came out and, you know, just, you know, basically called a lot of the story not true and, you know, pointed fingers in other directions. The Packers had plenty of off-season drama to carry them for the next 4 months, and I'm sure that all Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, Mark Murphy want to have happen over the next 4 months is nothing. Just lock the doors at the training center. Like, get your work in, get your system implemented, do your workouts where you can, have the guys come in. And the Packers have always done this, even dating back to, you know, Ron Wolf with Andrew Ray. They've always had workout bonuses, which basically encourages guys financially to show up to these things and to not have stories like the Le'Veon Bell one where the coach is forced to answer and Jalen Ramsey down in Jacksonville, was in the headlines a couple weeks ago, like, why is this voluntary? And Tom Coughlin came out and saying it's voluntary, but it's actually mandatory. And then the Players Association saying, no, it's not. So I think the fact that it's quiet, Bill, is exactly what they want and probably exactly what they need at this point.
Real quick before I let you go, give me your prediction for tonight's game since you're going to be sitting behind the bench.
Yeah. You would think the way Boston has played the last few games that it's over. But that's, I think, the last thing you want to have happen because, I mean, you know, Kyrie Irving has been so interesting. He is a top 15, top 12 player in the league, and the last three games has been really bad. I've seen some of the good NBA film guys online break down one thing that they found interesting over the past week, which is, like, in the fourth quarter of Game 4, Kyrie Irving would, like, call off his teammates so that he could guard Giannis and Middleton, which is a huge height mismatch. It just, you know, it's kind of an alpha guy who's refusing to maybe trust his teammates as much. And it's a team that maybe, like, was playing better last year without Irving and Gordon Hayward when it was really just, you know, Brad Stevens and a bunch of guys who are trying hard that, you know, beat last year's Bucks team. Now, totally new year, totally new situation, but, you know, I remain, like, I don't want to, I don't want to get ahead of myself, Bill, but I have an NBA Finals taste in my mouth. And watching, did you watch that Philly game against the Raptors last night?
Yeah. I mean,
the Sixers have just, they look bad now for two games in a row. And I thought after game three, when the Sixers took that 2-1 lead, I'm like, okay, Sixers Bucks, you know, Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
And now, you know, I have every confidence in the world that the Bucks are a better team than the Raptors should that become the Eastern Conference Finals matchup. So, all that to say, one step at a time, but I think the momentum, I heard a little bit of your Sterling Brown interview last night, sounded like the place was just jam-packed.
It was packed.
You know, Deer District is going to be insane. I assume the energy in the arena is going to be insane. I'm planning on standing for 2.5 hours. I think that's the assumption that people will be doing.
I hope that place is off the hook.
Yeah, I mean, you think it would be. I mean, the energy downtown is just, it's just different. And this is not, this hasn't happened. You know, this is just, especially on the same year that Pfizer Forum opened, it's just all of the stars aligned, and you can tell the energy's building. So, I mean, Bill, my prediction is they close it out tonight, but until that final buzzer blares at, you know, 0:00 on the clock, I'll certainly be, you know, a bit nervous. But, yeah, I'm tasting NBA Finals, and I hope I don't have to not have that experience, because they're playing so well. I mean, how could you take anything away from the way Bucks are playing? They're playing arguably the best in the league right now, because even the Warriors are struggling with the Rockets, right? You could say right now that the Bucks are playing better than any team in the playoffs. Now they just have to finish off Boston and then look ahead.
Get it done and then sit around and wait for a long period of time. Good stuff as always, Paul. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you later in a week.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
See ya. There you go, Paul Emmick, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.